starving, but the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Save big money right now at Menards. Always give your pet the best with Merrick grain-free dog food. It's made with real ingredients from right here in the U.S. to provide your pet with a balanced nutrition. Real meat is the first ingredient, and the recipe is specially balanced with protein, healthy fat, and fresh produce. Save big money and pick up a 22-pound bag for $76.98. Price is good through December 3rd.
Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
11:56 left in the game. Wisconsin 52, Marquette 51. The Badgers led by 13 at the half. They committed 5 turnovers in the first half. First 8:04 of the second half, 5 turnovers.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That and Marquette, 0.
There you go.
How do runs happen? We saw last night in Evanston, Illinois, with Purdue losing to Northwestern. It's because Purdue turned the ball over. Marquette's on their run. We can talk about all the other stuff. It's Wisconsin's mistakes that are letting Marquette get out and now feel good about themselves again. First half they didn't. Now they do. Now you've got a battle. Now you've got to tighten up if you're Wisconsin.
Marquette 8 of 11 from the floor in the second half. Badgers 3 out of 9. Wisconsin has not trailed in this game. And Marquette has a chance to change that narrative as the Golden Eagles will be on offense. Sean Jones, Chase Ross, Ben Gold, Tyler Kolick, and Cam Jones, the 5 on the floor. Hepburn, Storr, Crowd, Klesman, and Wall out there for Wisconsin. 11:56 remaining in Madison. 1-point lead for Wisconsin at 52-51. Cam Jones will inbound for Marquette, baseline left. Looking, finds Kolick at the free throw line. Underhands to Cam Jones for 3 in the lead. Back rim, no good. Rebound, A.J. Storr.
That looked like that was good, too.
Sure did. We had a straight line look at that. Tyler Wall between the arcs for Wisconsin. Wall left of the lane, goes to the goal. Reverse layup is good. Tyler Wall again on the attack. 3-point lead for the Badgers.
Got to keep putting pressure in that paint.
11:30 remaining as Chase Ross turns the corner down the lane, swoops it up. Left hand good off the glass. 3 points for Ross. 54-53 Wisconsin. 11:20 to play. That burn out high. He's off to Klesman. Looking right to left against Tyler Kolick. Max surveys, a bounce to Wall. Ross defending, back to the basket, rips it out to Storr right side. A.J. off the wing, in the lane, goes up. No rebound there is Stevie Crowell. We'll call that a pass. Crowell is there for the finish. 3-point lead for the Badgers. 10:55 to play, 56-53 Wisconsin. Sean Jones off the left wing, in the lane, pass deflected. Got the Cam Jones high on the right. He's Gold, top of the circle, back to Cam Jones. Hepburn picks him up. Cam Jones around the Gold screen. Whistle, an illegal screen.
Absolutely.
Ben Gold. That'll be his third.
I didn't think they were going to call that first, and that was obvious.
See a couple of these today, both sides. 56-53 Wisconsin, 10:41 remaining.
And it all started because Chucky tries to fight over that screen. If Chucky doesn't fight over that screen, he gets rolled out. No call. But because Chucky's over the top of it, you have to call it.
Here comes Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin, throwing to Storr against Cam Jones. A.J. top of the circle. Sends it to Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky into Crowell against Oso Iguodaro. Now back out to Hepburn. Rotates to Storr, top of the circle. Feeds Chucky, 12 to shoot. Now Crowell again. Gets it to Chucky. Baseline left, 7 to shoot. Hepburn to the paint. Pivots, fades, flips to 13. Good. Hepburn with 9, 58-53 Wisconsin, 10-10 to play. Cam Jones at the top, leaves it for Tyler Kolick. Kolick snaps off for 3. Nope, long rebound. Iguodaro, Hepburn battling for it. Last touch by Iguodaro, out of bounds to Wisconsin.
And finally, Matt, we're starting to see that Wisconsin defense, but it's that Wisconsin offense understanding where the ball needs to go. It slows you down. It gets good possessions. Then you're getting good shots.
Mitchell and Joplin will check back in for Marquette. Kolick and Ross will sit down. 9:58 to play. 58-53, Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Mitchell greets him at the midstripe. Chucky to the front court, throwing to Storr high on the right. A pass for Wall. Rotates to Hepburn, being hassled by Stevie Mitchell. Chucky using the crowd screen to the top of the circle. And now left open, long two is short from straight away. Rebound, Oso Iguodaro. Quick outlet, Sean Jones on the scoop to the offensive end. Little stop and go, right of the lane. Bothered by Hepburn, a throw to Iguodaro. Poked away by Chucky, loose in the air. Cam Jones pulls it down, he lost it. Bodies on the floor, Hepburn on the floor. And he'll get a held ball, Arrow, Wisconsin. What hustle, off the foot it was, beg your pardon. Wisconsin ball.
So it's a kick ball, and that's why it goes
it
that way.
Saves
so it's
the arrow.
And the arrow stays, which is crucial.
9:24 remaining, 58-53, Wisconsin. Here comes Hepburn throwing to Max Klesman high on the left. High screen from Wall. Klesman throws to Chucky on the right wing. Here's cross court to Storr, fakes the three. AJ left of the lane. Pinned away by Cam Jones, and now Klesman finds Crowell, 10 to shoot. Crowell just off the left elbow, pivots on Iguodaro, low on the left, trying to muscle it up. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, around the rim and in. Woo! Grown man work inside. 60-53, Wisconsin, 8:48 remaining. Sean Jones off the Iguodaro screen, feeds Mitchell off the right wing, goes up right hand, no, but a foul. That shot way off the mark because he drew the contact. And free throws coming up for the Golden Eagles. Stephen Crowell with his second foul.
And Marquette did a good job of creating a closeout there. That Wisconsin had a closeout. Now all of a sudden Mitchell's able to attack that closeout. But we're seeing some good offense battling back and forth by both these teams that we thought we were going to see throughout this entire game.
Stevie Mitchell at the foul line. He hits the first. Carter Gilmore coming in for Crowell. 6-point lead for Wisconsin with 8:39 remaining.
Stevens Crowell is going out of the game now. Tyler Wall should be the guy that now they're running some post action for. Continue to get that. You've gotten good action, and it hasn't resulted in post moves and finishes all the time, but it's been getting Marquette's defense to collapse, and then you've created closeouts that gives you opportunities.
Both free throws are good for Mitchell. Chase Ross will come back in. And he will get Sean Jones. 8:39 remaining, 60-55, Wisconsin. Inbound pass goes into Hepburn. Mitchell defending. Little 1-2-2-3 quarters look from Marquette again. Hepburn across half court as the Badgers start the offense. Carter Gilmore gets it back to Hepburn. Ross defending Chucky. 8:22 to play. Badgers up by 5. Klesman outside left. 10 on the shot clock. Now Hepburn high on the right. Ross defends. Hepburn on the dribble. Little spin move and a pullback dribble. Throws to Storr. Deep three on the left side. It's off the back of the rim. Once, twice, and out. No good. Cam Jones the rebound for Marquette with 8:05 to play. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. Jones right sideline in front of his head coach. Starts the offense. Takes the dribble top of the circle. Out to the line. Cam Jones in the lane. Fades. Fires. Tough shot. Way off the mark. Rebound. Carter Gilmore, Wisconsin. 7:50 remaining. 60-55, good Wisconsin.
Good defense there. Chuck Smart did not like that shot by Cam Jones. I didn't either. Bad force. Good defense by Wisconsin, though.
Tyler Wall left of the circle. Wall throws to Hepburn. High on the right. Shot clock at 10. Badgers having trouble getting into the offense. 7 on the shot clock. Hepburn, high screen Wall. Chucky with 5 to shoot. Hepburn against Joplin. Throwing to Carter Gilmore. Fakes the 3. Takes the 3. Off the back rim. No good. Wall, the offensive rebound. Back up. No. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And Wisconsin will keep it at the under eight. Media timeout. Got a good one in Madison this afternoon. We'll step away. 7:19 remaining. Wisconsin 60, Marquette 55. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
7 minutes, 19 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin will be on offense when play resumes. The Badgers lead Marquette 60-55. Marquette has been down as many as 16, as close as one. It has never led. I think the Badgers have held off that. It was a strong wave, but the moment they held off that first one.
Well, they did, and they were able to get the ball inside. Again, I'm not just because I'm a big, but the ball needs to touch the post some way, somehow, especially that paint area, whether it's a drive, post touch, whatever it might be. Marquette's aggressive. What do you do against aggressive teams? You take the driving lanes when they're there. You take the post and make them collapse. So now all of a sudden you've got it in a scramble mode. And I think that's what Wisconsin finally has gotten to.
Crowell back on the floor for Wisconsin along with Storwall and Klesman. Chucky Heffern will be inbounding. Mitchell, Joplin, Cam Jones, Tyler Kolick, and also Iguodaro on the floor for Marquette. New 20 on the shot clock as Heffern will inbound baseline left. Heffern looks, and he'll lob it out high on the left for Stephen Crowell. All against Iguodaro. A handoff to Heffern. Heffern matched up with Mitchell. Chucky left sideline in front of his head coach. Loops it into Crowell, left of the lane. Kills the dribble. Runs it back out to Klesman. Shot clock is at five. Deep three. Klesman straight on. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound. Crowell, another opportunity for Wisconsin. Be patient. 6:55 to play. 60-55 the Badgers. Heffern using a Crowell screen, moving left to right. Iguodaro gets him on a switch. Heffern throwing to Storr. A.J., hard dribble, spin move in the lane to the rim. Up no, rebound Crowell, put back low on the left. Yes, there you go, on the attack.
A.J. done that a couple times. He missed the layup, but Stephen Crowell's been there to clean it all up for him.
62-55 Wisconsin. Kolick darts a pass left corner for Joplin. Drives baseline, and he walked with the ball. Crowell cut him off. Joplin tried to slam the brakes, took the extra step. And with 6:30 to play, the Badgers up seven, back with the ball.
A.J. Storr, only 6 points on the day so far. But his ability to attack a closeout and get to the rim has forced help by Marquette. He's thrown it up off the backboard, and then Stephen Crowell's been able to go finish that.
62-55 Wisconsin. Heffern brings it up against Mitchell. Chucky right side of the front court, throwing a wall, hands off to Storr. Chase Ross on him. AJ in the lane. He almost walked, or did he? Yeah, he did. Maybe a couple of times. He got the second one, turnover Wisconsin. Again, you see the idea, exactly what you're talking about. Bryant just trying to drive on him.
Just getting there and creating it in a different way.
6:17 to play, 62-55 Wisconsin. Kolick right side front court for Marquette. High screen Iguodaro. Kolick stops, shy of the foul line. Runs it back out to Joplin. Joplin against Wall. Leaves it for Kolick again. Kolick top of the circle. Stops right elbow, whips it to Joplin. Good close by Wall. And Joplin takes the three anyway. Too long, no good. Crowd tips it to Wall. 5:52 remaining, 62-55 Wisconsin. Hepburn using a crowd screen in the backcourt to get it across half court. Throwing a wall between the arcs. Rotates to Klusman outside left. Flips to crowd top of the circle. Crowd a couple of dribbles. Runs at the wall. Rotates to Storr. Baseline left. Here's AJ. Goes up. Slam dunk. Count it. And a foul. AJ with the punch. And one. Must be nice to be that athletic.
I don't know anything about that, but I do know one thing. AJ Storr has found ways to impact this game. Yes, the and-one is here, but it's a quick straight-line drive to the basket.
And the free throw is good. Ross guilty of the foul. 10-point lead Wisconsin. 5.5 minutes to play. Kolick on the right-hand dribble. Jump stop right lane line. Pivots. Whips it out of bounds. Turnover Marquette, 5:28 remaining, 65-55 Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's defense is forcing Marquette into bad shots. Not because Wisconsin's defense is great, but it's because Marquette isn't being patient.
Yeah, you're right, rushing a little bit. Here's Wall in the backcourt. Marquette trying to get a trap. Tyler gets out of it with a throw to Klusman, left of the center circle. Feeds Hepburn, left sideline. Chucky. And he's thinking about it. Here's Hepburn, drives baseline left, runs it out to Max. Klesmet right of the lane, hangs in the air and threw it away. Wanted Storr right into the hands of Chase Ross. Ross, and he threw it away. Out of bounds, they trade turnovers. Oh, no, they're going to say Klesmet, I guess, got a hand on it. Ooh, oh, ho, ho. If you're Marquette, you're saying thank you very much. Boy, did they say Storr touch?
There is.
There's
nobody around it,
Matt. Can't look at it now. 5:02 to play.
But you live with it.
Now
you get another stop. That's all you can do.
Just go play. 65-55 Wisconsin. Iguodaro on the left wing. Hands off to Kolick. Kolick driving on Crowell. Low on the left. Takes it right up and in. Tyler Kolick with eight. 65-57 Wisconsin. 4:48 remaining. Tyler Wall to the front court for Wisconsin. High screen Crowell. Wall on the attack. In the lane. Pushed it up and good. He banks it in. He has nine. 67-57 Wisconsin. 4:34 to play. Cam Jones leads it for Iguodaro. Back to Jones. Jones drives on Wall. Left of the lane. Goes up and in. Cam Jones with the strong take. 67-59 Wisconsin. 4:20 to play in Madison.
Having fun yet?
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
Here's Tyler Wall out front. Off the Crowell screen. Throws to Klusman high on the left. He'll use screen, a screen from Wall. Now Crowell almost dragging the pivot foot, throwing to Klusman. 12 to shoot. Max around a Wall screen. Klusman left side. 8 to shoot. Klusman again behind the back on the dribble. Tried to drop it into Crowell. Another bad pass. Dolan Sean Jones up the floor for Marquette. Feeds Kolick. Steps into a three. Left side. It's good. Knew it on the release. And the Badgers gift wrapped a three for Marquette. 67-62 Wisconsin. 3:42 to play. Hepburn left side of the front court for Wisconsin. It's a bump from Tyler Wall. He's it for Klusman between the circles. Shot clock at 13. 3.5 minutes to play. Max, right lane line. Runs it out to Crowell. Crowell left wing for Wall. 5 to shoot. Tyler off the wing in the lane. Got fouled by Kolick. Free throws coming up for Tyler Wall. We're at the under 4 media timeout. We'll take a break. 3 minutes, 22 seconds to play. Wisconsin 67, Marquette 62. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize,
whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. Well, we got a couple. Max Klesvit, 21 points in the first half. He hasn't scratched in the second half, but Stephen Crowell has. He has 15 points, 8 rebounds, and again, getting a lot of offensive boards today, Butchie.
And 4 offensive rebounds. And the offense has gone through him in the second half. Wisconsin wins this game is because they've slowed it down offensively. And sometimes players make plays. That's what we saw Max Klesvit do the first half. I didn't think Wisconsin was running great offense in the first half. I thought it was more of an individual performance. And we've seen a lot of these on this Kohl Center floor. There's a lot of players that can have individual performances. But for you to close out the number 3 team in the country, you're going to need a group to come together. Stephen Crowell has been the anchor for this group on this offensive end to get others involved. And then we've seen A.J. Storr sprinkle in, Tyler Wall sprinkle in there a little bit, Chucky Hepburn sprinkle in a little bit. And that's because the anchor has been Stephen Crowell getting the ball there, playing through him.
Old Dominion Freight Line, where he's hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3 minutes, 22 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 67, Marquette 62. Tyler Wall will be stepping to the free throw line. He has 9 points in the game, 3 of 3 at the line. 9 points, 6 rebounds for Tyler. Badgers are 18 of 20. Overwhelming majority of that work done in the first half. This is only the second free throw attempt for Wisconsin in the second half of play. So here we go. Wall takes a deep breath, his 3 rhythm dribbles, eyes the rim, first free throw, nothing but net. This team doing a lot of work post-practice under the watchful eye of Kirk Penny. Who could shoot it a little bit? Second free throw for Wall, and that is a rounded out no good. Joplin clears the rebound. 68-62 Wisconsin. Clock running, 3:15 remaining. Here's Tyler Kolick, left of the circle. He'll throw to Sean Jones, tries a 3 left corner, no good. Whistle and a foul called. Think they're going to get Igodaro for putting Crowell to the floor, and that's the case. And the Badgers in the bonus here. Wisconsin has committed just 2 fouls. Marquette, 7.
And not a good offensive possession by Marquette. Sean Jones, only 2 made threes, 2 of 16 heading into today's game. They have the corner 3. Also creates the foul. And now all of a sudden it sends us like a good defensive, but just not a good offensive possession. I'm just kind of shocked by that. We haven't seen a lot of those by Marquette, right?
No, not. 1-1 for Crowell, and he will earn the bonus. Now you mentioned Sean Jones, only the 2 3-point hits for the year coming in, but one was a game winner. Well,
they've been big. UCLA, yeah, no, yeah. I completely agree
but
with that.
I know exactly what you're saying there.
Kind of shocked there by Marquette.
Second free throw, a rounded out, no good. 1 out of 2 for Crowell. Joplin clears it, 69-62 Wisconsin. Coming up on 3 minutes to play. Here's Tyler Kolick in the lane. Out to Joplin. Open 3. Left wing. Off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. Mitchell pulls it down. He stumbles. Ball is loose. To the floor is Klesvit. Timeout, Wisconsin. Oh, the hustle on both sides. Max Klesvit gathers the loose ball, and the Badgers using a 30. We'll keep it here.
50-50. In a game like this, you have to get those 2:53 left. That's one Wisconsin needed to get. You see the intensity level on Marquette pick up on the offensive rebound as well. Haven't shot the ball extremely well from three as they're 7 of 24. So Hoso, so I'm going to try to create another opportunity. Gets his hands on it. Stevie Mitchell had that ball. And then all of a sudden, everyone dives on the ball. Max Klusman is able to get there, call that timeout.
Badgers have one timeout available. Marquette has three, two 30s plus the 60. 2 minutes, 53 seconds to play. Wisconsin 69, third-ranked Marquette 62. And Wall will inbound. David Joplin will be in his face. Wall looking. And still looking, gets it into Klesman, knocked away out of bounds. Kolick knocked it out of bounds. Wisconsin keeps it, 2:52 remaining. Anybody who thinks anything is going to be easy right now is dreaming.
Both ways. Players, don't look for a call. Coaches, don't look for a call. Go make the play.
So Wall again will inbound. Again, Joplin stays in his face. Inbounds pass to Stephen Crowley. Godaro comes in on Stevie. He'll give it up to Hepburn. Chucky across the midstripe. Mitchell defends. Hepburn at the midcourt logo. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to play. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Hepburn goes cross court. A.J. Storr baseline right. Hits the brakes. 10-footer in the air is good. A.J. Storr two more. 71-62, Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes to play. Tyler Kolick throwing it. Cam Jones on the right side. Leads it to Stevie Mitchell. Whips it to Jones. Right corner three. Air ball. Rebound gathered by Joplin. Left of the lane. Throws it out to Kolick at the left point. Kolick blows off the left wing of the lane. Goes up left hand. No good. Tipped up Mitchell. No good. Rebound. Klesmit. Knocked away. Mitchell tried to control. It's out of bounds to Wisconsin with 2:08 to play. 71-62 the Badgers. Again, Wall will be inbounding with pressure. Joplin is on him. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Mitchell picks him up. 2:05 to play. Badgers up 9 and with the ball. Hepburn through the midcourt logo. Angles to his left. Leaves it for Klesmit. 2 minutes to play. 71-62 Wisconsin. Klesmit rocks the dribble right of the center circle. Throws to Hepburn. Left sideline near half court. 12 on the shot clock. 1:50 on the game clock. Hepburn still at half court. 8 to shoot. Hepburn gets a little bump from Crowell. 5 to shoot. Hepburn top of the circle against Iguodaro with 3 to shoot. Throwing a wall for 3. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Kolick the rebound. 1:35 to play. 71-62 Wisconsin. Kolick up the floor. Leads it for Cam Jones. Jones on the dribble. Lost the handle. It's loose. Got it back low on the left. Scooped it up and in. Timeout Marquette. As the Golden Eagles are within 7 with 1:26 to play. 30-second timeout taken by Marquette.
Didn't love the offensive possession by Wisconsin. It results in Marquette being able to come down. Cam Jones is able to make a play on there. And that's what happened. Now, you've done a good job of building the lead, so you get a little bit of freedom there.
Yes.
But that possession by Wisconsin offensively was not good.
Now, when you're working 40 feet away with the shot clock winding down, 1:26 to play, 71-64 Wisconsin. Marquette, 2 timeouts left. Wisconsin, 1. Badgers are in the bonus. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's committed just 2 fouls. Wall, Crowell, Storr, Klesmit, Hepburn out there for the Badgers.
Tyler Wall inbounding the ball. The rest of them, really good free throw shooters. Obviously, Stephen Crowell is only 65.2%, but the rest of them are plus 80% for the free throw line.
Wall can roam the baseline if he chooses. Couple steps to his left. Now throws it in to Storr. Cam Jones quickly up on him. 1:22 to play. Storr gets it to Hepburn. Chucky with 1:20 to play. Hepburn across half court against Stevie Mitchell. 1:15 to play. Badgers up 7. Hepburn high on the rights. Near half court, 15 to shoot, 1:10 to play. Hepburn pounds the dribble. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn doubled. A throw to Storr. Got fouled by Cam Jones with 1:04 to play. And A.J. Storr gets a 1-1. That's team foul number 8 on Marquette.
Marquette brings the double team up top. Cam Jones has a foul called on. Didn't look like there was a lot.
Not
there.
A lot there.
Right?
Nope.
I mean,
nope.
It didn't. Nope. I thought Marquette got exactly what they wanted out of there.
Storr with a 1-1. He hits the front end. 72-64 Wisconsin with 104 remaining. John Blackwell ready to check in. Second free throw, Storr. Money. 73-64 Wisconsin. Storr comes out. Blackwell comes in. 9-point lead for the Badgers. 64 seconds left in Madison. Joplin will roll it inbounds. Cam Jones lets it roll, Picks it up at half court. Now brings it up. Whips it to Kolick. Open three on the right side. Off the rim short. Rebound Wall. Tapped out of bounds. Marquette. No, they're pointing Wisconsin's way, but they'll review this.
Yeah.
And I thought it was off of Wall. 58 seconds to play, but we'll have a review of that.
I think they made a quick call here, realizing that under a minute, we're going to call it anyways. We're going to review it anyways.
But the question is, was it last touch by Wall or Oso Iguodaro? 58 seconds to play, 73-64, Wisconsin leading third-ranked Marquette. Marquette's one loss is in the championship round of the Maui Invitational, a 3-point loss to Purdue in what was a great game. And this one isn't half bad either.
That's pretty good. This is pretty good.
Pretty good.
You got to love the response by Wisconsin at halftime. Right before they threw that in, I said they got to handle the first 4 minutes. They do a good job. They just did. However, a veteran team understands it's coming. The response since?
Mm-hmm. Big time.
The response since?
Big time.
Are you kidding me with this team?
It's impressive.
I mean, they understood the moment, right? Like, okay, it's getting away from us. Stop. Stop. Now, you got to give a bunch of credit for Chunky Hepburn to realize that.
Yep.
Okay, let's get us in and Greg Dorn. That white little whiteboard over there started there. Come more. Okay, let's run this. Let's get to this.
Right.
And they got to it, and they executed. That's why they're sitting here with this lead.
And it will be Marquette ball, I think. Greg Gard looking for the explanation, saying, just let me know, will you? 58 seconds to play. It'll be Marquette ball. Cam Jones will inbound. 73-64 Wisconsin. Baseline right, Jones looking, and lobbed it out to Mitchell. Gets it out to Cam Jones for three straight on, off the rim, no good. Rebound Mitchell, low on the left, lost it, picked up by Hepburn with 48 seconds to play. Hepburn up the floor. Throws it to Tyler Wall, across half court, feeds Blackwell, 40 seconds left. Blackwell fouled by Cam Jones with 40.3 seconds to play. 73-64 Wisconsin. And that is team foul number 9 on Marquette. 1-1 for Blackwell. Carter Gilmore will come in for Stevie Crowell. Kolick and Joplin will re-enter for Chase Ross and Sean Jones.
And with the lineup in right now for Wisconsin, it allows you to switch all five.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stephen Crowell, you weren't going to switch all five. Now all of a sudden you can switch all five. Make sure you take away the three. Good. The only concern is cleaning up the rebound.
No doubt. Actually, Mitchell, who came out for Marquette, 1-1 for Blackwell, front end, good. Blackwell, 3 of 3 at the line today. 24 of 28 for the season. 10-point lead, Wisconsin, 40.3 seconds remaining. A.J. Storr ready to check back in. Blackwell's second free throw, money. Storr in, Blackwell out, 40.3 seconds remaining, 75-64 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Kolick, off the right sideline in a hurry to the front court. Hepburn is on it. Kolick, baseline right. Turns it back out to Joplin for three, right corner. Air ball caught by Tyler Wall with 30 seconds to play. And Marquette backs off. 25 seconds remaining in Madison. Badgers up by 11. They're on their feet at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wall on the dribble. Right of the center circle. A near steal from Chase Ross as Wall releases to Gilmore out to Hepburn. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Hepburn lobs it off the Wall. There's a second game to shot clock differential. It'll be the most glorious of shot clock violations for Wisconsin. They won't even bother with it. The clock strikes zero. There actually will be time put back on the clock. There should be about a second or so left. Not that it really matters, but it gives the security team time to get the ropes out because we may have a court storm here at the Kohl Center.
We will just have guessing. A court storm.
I mean, this really shouldn't take long here, guys. Just put a little time on the clock and finish this thing out and give Marquette's guys a chance to get off the floor. 75-64, Wisconsin.
Hey, Matt, you hit it right. Give Marquette's guys a chance to get them off the floor, and it is one of those. And you look at Marquette huddling right now, understanding what's going on too. But, you know, what a great response by Wisconsin.
This Marquette team, make no mistake, it's real. But you know what? Maybe the Badgers are too. Point four on the clock. So Oso Iguodaro will just send it to the backcourt. Kolick picks it up, and the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison on a day where the home team never trailed. Pushed, but never trailed. The Badgers win it by 11. Nothing like an early December court storming, but when you beat your in-state rival, when that in-state rival is ranked third in the country, you better believe you've earned that right to storm the court as the Badgers win at Butchie 75-64.
What a performance. They were challenged. They answered that challenge. And again, it shows a team that's had some maturity, and they deserve moments like this. They've been through a lot in the last couple of years. They deserve a moment like this. They've answered the question.
Badgers led by as many as 16, led by 13 at the half, and then Marquette blitzed them to a point, to within 1 point, but never could get that next shot. As the Badgers, for the third straight time now in this in-state rivalry, have knocked off the Marquette Golden Eagles. Those kind of streaks don't happen very often. Been a couple of decades, as a matter of fact.
They don't. And you talked about, right, Marquette, they're going to be just fine. They're a really good basketball team. But you see it. Maybe this Wisconsin team's pretty good. It's all right to be slept on, but they can't sleep on Wisconsin that much longer. And now you look at what they've done. This was a marquee win with the schedule that's ahead of them. Can't talk enough about this group coming together. I want to give A.J. Storr a lot of credit, too. Right? Was able to attack that paint in that awkward moment. One of those things early on in the year. Hey, if we're up by eight, it doesn't become a single possession game. Well, A.J. had a lot to do in that situation.
He really did. It's good to have that difference maker, and he proved to be one. Max Plesmid with 21 in the first half. Badgers continue to get it done on the glass. A plus 15, 38-23. As the Badgers a winner here, your final score, Wisconsin 75, Marquette 64. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Now the Wisconsin Badgers for the third straight year defeat the Marquette Golden Eagles. This is the longest such streak in this in-state rivalry in more than 20 years. The Badgers had a four-game run dating back from 1998 to 2001. But this was a really good college basketball game last year at Fiserv Forum. That was a classic. This one not bad as well. As Butchie, I don't think either of us, when Wisconsin was up 46-30, we're going, nah, this is not going to be a blowout, and it wasn't. Marquette with a furious run, but credit to the Badgers for keeping that lead wire to wire today.
Not taking anything away from Max Klusman, because he was able to play out of his mind in the first half. But we had said it a lot. I didn't think Wisconsin was running great off, right? It was just an individual performances. And, hey, sometimes individual performances win you games. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But the best teams, and when you close out the third best team in the country in Marquette, you're going to have to do it as a group. And it didn't happen until about 15 minutes left in the second half. But finally they came together as a group with 15 minutes left. And that is the Wisconsin basketball that we're used to seeing, playing for each other, playing together, making the right play. They did that. And that's what I was so impressed. Again, we have all these stats in front. We're looking. I get that. The offensive rebound, guess what? Wisconsin hammered them. That's just the reality of it. Three-pointed line I thought was going to be important. Well, it was for Max Klusman. Wisconsin didn't shoot it well from three, other than Max. But overall, it was a group that understood who they are. We're a team that needs to get the ball in the post, play through each other, and the rest of it will follow. And everyone's starting to find their niche of where they can have impacts on the game, whether it's Chucky, late-game situation, shot clock, whether it's A.J. Storr. Hey, let it touch the post. We'll kick it out, and then you attack those closeouts.
Yeah.
And I thought A.J. was patient, but he was explosive in attacking those closeouts. Thought that was going to be a big key, and it really was. The last 8 minutes to 6 minutes there by A.J. Storr, the numbers aren't going to show it. I really thought the impact was there. He was getting to the rim. He was putting pressure there. Stephen Crowell benefited from that with four extra points. Like those sorts of things. Together, they play.
I talked to Kamari McGee a few days ago, and you're always learning about yourself out of conference. And I asked him, what have you learned about yourself after the Fort Myers tournament? So I think we've learned we can play with anybody. And you don't need a superhuman effort from any one player in particular, although you could get lights out shooting from Max or, as you talked about, AJ, making plays. But they believe they can play with anybody, and they proved it today by taking down the third-ranked team in the country.
And here's the thing. We know what happened last year. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to say we're better than that. There's this, there's that. But you need wins like this to get a locker room to believe it.
Yeah.
Does that make,
it does. It's that
old
line.
It happened to us, our group at Texas.
Yep.
I remember, we are pretty good.
It's that line. Don't
don't
tell me.
We're pretty good now. Like, okay, now we can believe it because we've done it.
Yep.
You can talk the talk, but you got to be able to walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Wisconsin walked that walk.
Don't tell me, show me. And the Badgers showed in a big way here today. Wisconsin beats Marquette 75-64. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up, including more of Butchie's Breakdown. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Sirius XM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the Sirius XM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of Sirius XM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
All right, Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues from the Kohl Center in Madison, where the Wisconsin Badgers take down third-ranked Marquette today, 75-64. Time to hear a little more of Butchie's breakdown. How did they do this today, Mr. Butchie?
Well, it started with the offensive rebounds, right? 15 of them. We talked about it early on. Wisconsin was 54th in the country as far as offensive rebounding percentage. Marquette was 239. The opportunities were going to be there, but could they execute it? They executed with 15 of them. Right? You look at the turnovers was going to be percent a big part of this. Marquette, 8.6 turnovers per game, fifth in the country. Here's the number. Six turnovers the final 10 minutes in the second half. They did not turn the ball over prior to that for 10 straight minutes. Wisconsin's able to create six of them in the final 10. That's a big number. And then Max Klesman, first half, you look at what happens. 10 points, 5 of 10 from 3. Three-point line was going to be big. Now, Wisconsin didn't make a 3 other than Max Klesman. But however, 5 of 10, you look at what he was able to do, how he was able to do it. But here's the key. They limited Marquette to 7 of 28.
They did.
So that's a 6-point difference. That's my math coming in there, right?
That's good.
To
Jim Day, you know? That's good, man.
Let's do this. But a 6-point difference, you can overcome that with 15 offensive rebounds. That's how they did it.
And you think, too, of looking at some individual scoring here. Like Oso Iguodaro, 5 points.
That's it.
5 points, 5 rebounds. This guy who averages almost 14 points per game. even Kolick was a little bit below his average, but still he had 6 assists, one turnover. You see how good this guy is.
To me, Marquette did not seem – now, you have to credit Wisconsin, right, because they took him out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Marquette is the best half-court team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
At the pace that they play, that ball moves. They're able to have dribble handoffs where the lane is wide open because of how much ball movement they get. We didn't see that tonight. We saw glimpses.
Yep.
But we didn't see it for, like, even that Purdue game, Marquette, when Marquette came back against Purdue, that ball was moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the layups that Marquette was getting, the wide open shots they were getting, we really didn't see any of that. I mean, there was contested threes, there were tough shots, and I don't care who you are, when you're forcing teams to do that, you got to give yourself a lot of credit. I thought Wisconsin forced Marquette into doing a lot of those things.
Marquette ends up with 1 point per possession. The Badgers 1.13. But like to your point, I just gave you numbers there. This Wisconsin defensive work has come a long way. We saw it certainly against Virginia. Greg, even after the Western Illinois game, when he looked back, he was not real happy after the game.
He looked back at it.
He said, "Yeah, you know what? It was better than I thought." So this is a team that, as much as we talk about getting more scoring, and they're certainly getting more of that in playmakers like an A.J. Store, it's still at that other end of the floor.
I mean, I'm raving about A.J. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like that. Like, he had such a huge impact in this game. He's 3 of 11, 6 total points and 5 rebounds in 23 minutes. And I looked at the wrong stat there. Sorry.
So he ends up with 13.
But ends up with 13, yeah. Right? That was with the one I was looking at there was the second half with about 8 minutes left.
But it was
at the impact he had, right? In 8 minutes, you look at what he did. I mean,
to your point, though, it was 14 shots to get the 13 points. You look at 5 of 13, you're going, okay, yeah. But the timeliness of when he was able to attack, all the difference in the world.
For sure. You go from 6, you end up with 13. That's a big 7 points in 8 minutes when they needed answers.
Badgers a winner here, 75-64. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Council.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. The Badgers 75, Marquette 64. Our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Bucknell defeated Penn State today, 76-67. Michigan will have an out-of-conference game. This time next year it wouldn't be, but it is for this year. Michigan playing Oregon. Out in Eugene, there is a Big Ten game tonight. Illinois will be taking on Rutgers in Piscataway. Conference game tomorrow, Ohio State will host Minnesota. Non-conference game, but it's one worth checking out. Nebraska at 7-0, taking on 15th-ranked Creighton. The game will be in Lincoln, and we'll learn more about the Huskers. But has their schedule been as daunting as some others? No, but they're 7-0 and a chance to make a huge statement tomorrow against the Blue Jays, Brian.
Well, and I think that's when you look at this team. Obviously, last year knocked off Creighton as well. So a team that knows they can beat them, it would be a statement win for Nebraska, and they've done it in a variety of ways throughout that. So, again, this league is really good. There's not as many marquee out-of-conference wins where national media is going to jump in and give a Big Ten a whole bunch of credit.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
This is one.
But you look at what they've done.
Yeah.
And you look at Northwestern beating Purdue. Now, Purdue has a stack load of really good wins. So, yeah, it's the national narrative. I don't like it because I don't think it's true. I think this league is just as good as any league that's out there.
Well, big statement win for the Big Ten here in Madison today as Greg Gard's Badgers defeat Marquette 75-64. Coach Gard making his way over to our broadcast position. We'll check in with the Wisconsin head coach as the Badgers win their fifth consecutive game now and the third straight in this series against Marquette as Coach Gard settles in. Congratulations, first of all. That's fun. Everything
Thank
fun.
You.
Atmosphere, pregame, yeah, the way the crowd was into
everything
it.
Everything as it should be.
Made it nice and exciting. You didn't think you'd win by 30 there, did you, when you were up by 16? But to be able to withstand their push, we talked about that. Get within one, but
they're too good of not to make a push, you would think. And I thought we were a little loose, a little sloppy, a little just like a days ago, the first 5-7 minutes, and then we were able to turn it back. And that's, you know, I rode the vets down the stretch pretty hard, which we needed to do. They've been in that position, and they were able to run that league back out. And defensively, we got better, too. We lost Cam Jones a couple times in some of the ball screen and slide-out stuff that he got loose on us. So, better once we settled down a little bit defensively.
You talk about riding the vets, but one of those guys that you rode a little bit was A.J. Storr on the offense. I thought A.J. played great as far as, hey, the ball, you finally got the ball in the post. I was screaming for it. Hey, touch the
so
post.
So was I.
Yeah. Right. But find it, create the closeouts because you knew the double team was coming.
Right.
Create the closeouts and then read it. If you got the shot, shoot it. But A.J. was not going to shoot that shot, but he was driving.
Right.
He missed a couple of layups. He's been there to create it, but it was the pressure that was put. I thought he,
no doubt,
over the last
and that was
8 minutes there, he was
part
fantastic.
Of our that start of the second half. At one point, we had gone 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 possessions, and we threw it inside one time. So that was a a discussion that we got to continue. And sometimes you have to call stuff to intentionally make it go there. I thought we just played around the perimeter too much and didn't move. But like I said, once we settled down and started going back at the rim, things got better for us.
How about Max in the first half?
Yeah, a little bit hot. Max Curry, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there are times when he sidesteps in the corner and hits like a rainbow three. You're going, good shot.
I mean,
you
start to feel it. We got to work on some of those decisions in the second half.
I knew jumping up
in the air and throwing the ball away. We did too much to assist their fast breaks at times with some of those passes.
when you said it, because I think offensively the first half wasn't great at times, but it was a great individual performance.
Right.
And both those can happen.
Right.
You can not run great offense and still have a really good points per possession because you have an individual take over. At times, that's what it felt like in the first half. But then it felt like you guys, and I credit Chucky for this, but at times you can get away from it. You can become heat checks, all that other stuff. But Chucky was able to get the group together and say, boom, this is the set we need. Little bounce pass, pocket pass, layup. Okay, it calms everyone down.
Just feel run Chucky off it played. Better. Yeah, I thought Chucky did a good job of, the start of the second half, I think everybody – wasn't where we needed to be. But I thought when we ran offense, and that was part of the plan, too. We don't need to come down. If it's easy, great. We'll take a really good one. But otherwise, we need to run some offense and move them and get them in some switches, get them in, some post touches and play out of that. So, and be more patient. And I think this group is understanding better when we don't get patient, we aren't patient, or we become impatient. They're recognizing it faster to get back into the right rhythm.
I'll let you enjoy this. These Saturday afternoon games are kind of cool. So you got plenty of time.
Barely even the PM, isn't it?
I know. We'll go enjoy. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, guys. You bet. See ya.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us as Wisconsin defeats Marquette by 11. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin 75, Marquette 64. More of our Wisconsin Ford postgame show is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game. and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.